2 hours later, Cohn appeared. He came into the front room, still with the wreath of garlics around his neck. The Spaniard shouted when he came in. Cohn wiped his eyes and grinned. "I must have been sleeping," he said.
"Oh, not at all," Brett said.
"You were only dead," Bill said.
"Aren't we going to go and have some supper?" Cohn asked.
"Do you want to eat?"
"Yes, why not? I'm hungry."
"Eat those garlics, Robert," Mike said. "I say, do eat those garlics."
Cohn stood there. His sleep had made him quite all right.
"Do let's go and eat," Brett said. "I must get a bath." "Come on," Bill said. "Let's translate Brett to the hotel." We said goodbye to many people and shook hands with many people and went out, outside. It was dark.
"What time is it, do you suppose?" Cohn asked.
"It's tomorrow," Mike said. "You've been asleep 2 days."
"No," said Cohn. "What time is it?"
"It's 10 o'clock.
"What a lot we've drunk."
"You mean what a lot we've drunk? You went to sleep."
Going down the dark streets to the hotel, we saw the skyrockets going up in the square. Down the side streets that led to the square, we saw the square solid with people, those in the center all dancing. It was a big meal at the hotel. It was the first meal of the prices being doubled for the fiesta, and there were several new courses. After the dinner, we were out in the town. I remember resolving that I would stay up all night to watch the bulls go through the streets at 6 o'clock in the morning and being so sleepy that I went to bed around 4 o'clock. The others stayed up. My own room was locked, and I could not find the key, so I went upstairs and slept on one of the beds in Cohn's room. The fiesta was going on outside in the night, but I was too sleepy for it to keep me awake. When I woke, it was the sound of the rocket exploding that announced the release of the bulls from the corrals at the edge of town. They would race through the streets and out to the bull ring. I had been sleeping heavily, and I woke feeling I was too late. I put on a coat of Cohn's and went out on the balcony. Down below, the narrow street was empty. All the balconies were crowded with people. Suddenly, a crowd came down the street. They were all running, packed close together. They passed along and up the street toward the bull ring, and behind them came more men, running faster, and then some stragglers who were really running. Behind them was a little bare space, and then the bulls, galloping, tossing their heads up and down. It all went out of sight around the corner. One man fell, rolled to the gutter, and lay quiet. But the bulls went right on and did not notice him. They were all running together. After they went out of sight, a great roar came from the bull ring. It kept on. Then finally the pop of the rocket that meant the bulls had gotten through the people in the ring and into the corrals. I went back in the room and got into bed. I had been standing on the stone balcony in bare feet. I knew our crowd must have all been out at the bull ring. Back in bed, I went to sleep.